this, he drove hard with his massive spear against the marvelous shield. A great clang resounded at the impact of the spearhead. Achilles, with his big fist, held the shield at arm's length, instinctively, for fear Aeneas's shaft might cleave it and come through. A foolishness. He had not learned as yet how slim the chance is that the splendid gifts of gods will crack or yield to mortal fighters. In fact, this time Aeneas's well-aimed spear thrust could not breach the shield. The fire god's plate of gold contained it. Though it pierced two layers, there were three more. The bandy-legged smith had wrought five altogether, two of bronze, two inner ones of tin, and the gold plate by which the ashwood spear was now contained. Achilles, in his turn, rifled his spear and hit Aeneas's round shield near the rim, where bronze was thinnest, and the bull's hide thinnest. Straight through drove the Pelian ash. The plate gave way, screeching. Down Aeneas crouched and held his shield away from him in fear. The spear shaft cleared his back and then stuck fast in the battlefield, hurled with such force. It broke asunder two discs of the covering shield, but he ducked under it, then stood, and pain in a rush came over him, clouding his eyes for dread of the spear implanted close at hand. Achilles closed with him, drawing his sword with a wild war cry, but Aeneas bent for a boulder, a huge weight that, as men are in our day, two men could not carry. This he hefted easily alone. Aeneas might have smashed his lunging adversary either on the helm or on the shield that had protected him from rending death. Achilles, with his sword stroke at close quarters, might have slashed the other's life away, had not Poseidon's sharp eye caught the danger. Instantly to his immortal friends he said, "Here's trouble for Aeneas' sake. He goes to dark death at Achilles' hands, and soon. Being gullible, he listened to Apollo, but that god will not protect him against a foul close. Why must the blameless man be hurt to no good end for the wrongs of others? His gifts were always pleasing to the gods who hold wide heaven. Come now, we ourselves may take him out of danger and make sure that Zeus shall not be angered by his death at Achilles' hands. His fate is to escape, to ensure that the great line of Dardanus may not unseeded perish from the world. For Zeus cared most for Dardanus, of all the sons he had by women. And now Zeus has turned against the family of Priam. Therefore Aeneas and his sons and theirs will be lords over Trojans born hereafter.